The first year of the study focused on the care and treatment of roughly 224,000 diabetes patients. Altogether, the 10 physicians group saved Medicare $21 million. But the federal government declared that only two, a University of Michigan group practice and the Marshfield Clinic of Wisconsin, had met specific financial goals. As a result, both groups get to keep 80% of their savings, a boon that pleases the Marshfield Clinic's CEO, Carl Ulrich. He says the clinic's winning approach involved information technology and support staff.
What we tried to do was have information available through our electronic medical record back to the physicians at the time they see the patient. Number two, offload some of the physician work into allied providers such as our nurse call line for follow-up health care. And a lot of groups ended up doing that.
Ulrich says Marshfield's award comes to roughly $4.6 million. He says some of that has been withheld until the remaining 2 years of the experiment are finished. Ulrich says there may be more rewards coming, depending on how well his clinic does compared to others in the region. He says both the government and patients stand to benefit.
Because I often am haunted by the nightmare of people coming in, getting really great care, recover from a serious illness or accident, but yet they spend most of the rest of their life just paying off bills to their health care providers. I don't think that's the place that we want to have in society.
This next year-long phase of the experiment will involve heart failure and coronary artery disease patients, while the last year will focus on people affected with breast and colon cancer. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.